Okay, today's daf is Beitza Davav, and we're going to talk about the topic of burying on Yontav Sheni, which is the top of the first sugya here on Davav. Amar Rava, Meis B'Yontav Rishon. If somebody dies on the first day of Yontav, Yisasku Bo Amamim. So then, other nations, Goyim, are allowed to bury the person on Yontav. A Jew cannot bury on Yontif because that is Malacha Daraisa. Burying is the Malacha of Choresh, among other Malachas that are probably involved. And therefore, one is not allowed to violate any Isuri Daraisa for the mitzvah of burial. But you can tell a non-Jew. Why? Because telling a non-Jew is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Burying somebody is Kavod HaBrios. And therefore, Kavod HaBrios will be Doched, the Issa D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. And that's why one can bury on the first day of Yontif by non-Jews. Mace be Yontif Sheni, but on Yontif Sheni, where the whole institution is Durabanan, so then Yisasku Bo Yisrael. So then, even Jews are allowed to bury, Meikar Adin, this Gemara says, if somebody dies on the second day of Yontif, then the Jews can bury. Why? Because everything that's done on that day is a Durabanan. And the Gemara says in Brachas, on the Yutes, on the Beis, on the Chaf, on the Aleph, that Isuri Durabanan are pushed aside for Kavod Habrios. Va'afilu b'shnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. Even on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, one would be able to bury. Masha'enke b'beitza, the Gemara goes into what about Beitza? What do we say about that? Would we apply the same thing regarding the egg? Would there be a chilek? Okay, not for us now. But now the Gemara says, Amar Marzotra, lo amar ela de'ishtihi. This is only when, question what this means, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. When do we say that Jews can bury on the second day? If ishtihi, Rashi, misyare shalo yasriach. If there's a worry that the body might decompose, might start smelling, so that's where we would allow burial on Yontav Sheni. Avalo ishtihi, mashinan lei. But if there's no chash of that, so then we delay it even after Yontav Sheni. Right, you bury afterwards. Ravashi Amar no, afagav deloish dinami. Even if there wouldn't be any decomposing, there wouldn't be any sircha. Lo mashinale, we don't delay, and we would bury with Jews on Yontav Sheni. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. My time of why? Yeah, here's the key line: Yontav Sheni legabe meis kechol shavior rabbanon. Yontav Sheni regarding burial of a dead body is like weekday. Kechol shavior rabbanon. The rabbanon made it like a weekday, and therefore one could bury even if there's no chash of sircha of smelling. Afilu lemegas leglima lemegas leasa. Even to cut glima the begadim. Rashi quotes, it's not letzarech hameis tachrichen, because that's mamish, that's obvious that would be mutter. Even if it's beyond what's needed, one is allowed to cut the glima, the clothing, or lemegas leasa. They used to bury with a hadas, with a sweet smelling branch. One is even allowed to do that on Yontav Sheni. Amar Avina, last line, via idna dika chavre chayshinan. Nowadays, that there are chavre chayshinan. What's chavre? Rashi says this nation that always wanted the Jews to work, and the Jews told the chavre, well, we can't work today, it's Yontav Sheni. If they see the Jews burying their dead on Yontav Sheni, they're going to say, oh, you can do this work, you just can't do our work, it's going to cause problems. So that's why, in the time of chavre, where it would cause problems, so that's an overriding factor, and therefore, then you would not be able to bury on Yontav Sheni. Okay, so what is this halacha about, and how literally do we take the line? That's what we're going to try to focus on. A Yontav Sheni legabe meis kechol shavior rabbanan. Yontav Sheni regarding burial is like a weekday kechol shavior rabbanan. So first of all, there were four issues to bring up. Four issues to bring up. Get a Rambam Hilchos Avel. Sorry, I forgot. Grab the Ron, first quotes of Machlokes, reshowing him here. The Ron right here, the Ron in Shabbos also, and that is, what happens on the second day if there are non-Jews available? If there are non-Jews available on the second day, is there a lechatchila to do it with non-Jews? Or is it still better, or is it still allowed to do it with Jews on the second day? Right, we had a discussion months ago. What about Shabbos? What about on Shabbos, if there's Kol Shabbos, is lechatchila to do it by a guy, or by a Jew for a cholish ish posakana. Right? We had a machlokas there, how to understand the Gemara. But here, the Ron quotes, machlokas we shown him. If there are non-Jews available on Yontav Sheni, so what do we say? Mistavra, says the Ron, tekiva de kechol shavio rabbanon, since we say it's ke'ilu weekday, afilu efshar ba'amimin yis'asku bo Yisrael. even if non-Jews are available, still Jews should be osik in it, because that's the heter. It's like weekday. If it's like weekday, it's better for Jews to be osik in the burial, not non-Jews. So it's gechol v'chein is kemar Ramban. So is my great grand Rebbe said, the Ramban, shelo kedivir avacha mishabcha, not like the Shiltos, shekasav hecha deleka amamin, aval beduchta the shchiya milo shari ela ba'amamin. Machlokas between the Shiltos and the Ramban, the Ran quotes. What are we passing like? Machlokas, machaber and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban, Tav kuf chav vav, sif dalid, b'yantiv sheni, yisasku bo Yisrael afilu, beyond the Shani Shah Rosh Hashanah. So we pass can even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If you have filo ishti, even if it won't cause any problems for the body. Afil lachtoch lo hadas v'emachubar. V'lasas lo tachrichin. As our Gemara says, v'aron lachsabo kever. You could carve out and cut a coffin. V'lachamim lo chamim lo taro. To warm up water for the tara. V'lugzal lo saro to cut the hair. V'chulu. And carry it to another town if you need. Why? The yant of sheni legabi meis kechol shav yarabanan afilu efsher ba'amamin yisasku bo Yisrael. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Ramban. Even if non-Jews are available, still Jews should be osik in it. Rama aval ba'ashkenaz u'mdinos elu einog and kain. We're not knowing that way. Ela kal hecha efsher ba'amamin osin hakever ve'aaron v'tachrichin al yedei amamin. But where it's possible, all of the actions that are needed to help to make the kever and the aron and the tachrichin try to deal with non-Jews. V'shara dvar mosim yisraelim k'mo b'yantav risha. The actual burial, it sounds like the Rama is making. I mean, just putting the mace in. Maybe what malacha are you doing there? Not the muksa. Muksa is the only thing. That the dead body is muksa. But all of the requirements of the kever, so it says that would be done by a non-Jew. Avalam lo efshar ba'amin mutuli lasos hakol al yedei Yisraelim. So that is the machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. And the Grah quotes on what's the makar for the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch itself quotes it. Why did it say that even if there are gaim available, you can do it by non-Jews? Says the Grah. Kechol shev yarabanan. It's like weekday. So if it's like weekday, there's no lechatchila to do it with a non-Jew, and therefore it would be allowed. So issue number one. Issue number two, are you allowed to get paid for burial on Yantav Sheni? The Yom Shel Shlomo discusses that. The Yom Shel Shlomo right here in the Marshal, the Yom Shel Shlomo says, no, Os Yodalad. He quotes, "V'kazer Rabbeinu Yerucham, ha'chofer kever l'meis b'yantav sheni. If somebody digs a burial plot on yantav sheni, mutar l'doschar mimenu. You're allowed to get paid for it. Kivan shehitiru lo chazal d'shem. Why? So what chazal say that it's mutar? You're allowed to take money for it. Why? D'shem lo yimse b'chinam. Because then maybe people won't get the plot available. Avagav dasu l'doschar b'shabbes afilu b'mlacha mutaris b'shabbes. Even though." Usually, you're not allowed to take schar Shabbos, as it's called, malacha, that's done on Shabbos, not allowed to get paid for it, on Shabbos or Yontif. Still here, you would be able to. Says the Marshal, V'dvar Temu, I don't understand this. Nehi de mutter liskar im lo yimsa b'chinam. Yes, you're allowed to pay for it if you can't find for free. Avala oso Yisrael, also lito schar Yontif. But for that Jew, he's not allowed to take schar for it. Okay, if you can't find a burial plot, unless you pay for it, then you can pay for it. But if the Jew is the one that's digging and selling, you're not allowed to take money for it. Me'achar she'ein kan havla. There's no havla here. You're not swallowing up any of the schar, right? We have havla by schar Shabbos. If you pay for 3 days, including Shabbos, then it's mutter. If you pay for, we have havla also by shmita esrogim. Remember the Mishnah in Sukkah? We just had a few weeks ago. If one wants to buy an esrog in Shemitah, and the person, the seller, won't sell it to you for free and just pay for the lulav more, so mavliya, so you pay for everything included. So says the Yom Shel Shlomo, here you know, there's no avla, right? You just have to pay for the burial, so you're still, it's usur, usually, since there's no avla, but here the Rabbeinu Yerucham said it would be allowed. So the Marshal says, why? When he deshavenu yatav sheni kechol tzorach hameis, and even though yatav sheni is kechol shayachol laasok bechinam ematirin lo klal yatav. Meaning, it's kechol lagabe the mace, but not lagabe you. Meaning, regarding anything that has to do with the burial itself, from the mace's perspective, that's allowed. But taking money for the burial, what does that have to do with the mace? And therefore, says the Marshal, no. If there was a Maisa that happened that a Jew would only want to do it for money, I would tell him to trick him. I would say, yeah, we'll pay you. And then do it, and then don't pay him. Right? Because that's the halacha. It's his responsibility not to be paid. And therefore the Marshal says, if it was up to me, that's what I would do. But the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. There in the same siman, same Seif in Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch says, Achover Kevel Ameis B'yantav Sheni Mutul Olito Schar. Right, he quotes from Aveda Yerucham that one is allowed to take schar for digging and getting the burial place. Why? Because, says the Taz, the Tzorach Lo Amar Demei Yikara Ki Tikun Rabbanu La'Soso Yantav Sheni, Hisnu Bazeh, Yibuchol Yoni Ameis Yimam Mishkechol. When Rabbanan were misakin Yantav Sheni, they didn't include Dvarim Shalmeis. That wasn't included in the Gzeira. Remember, the whole thing is created Midrabbanan. Midaraisa, it's all mutter. It's all Isurei Drabanan. So when the Rabbanan created the Isur Drabanan of Yantav Sheni, the Institute of Yantav Sheni, Dvarim Shalmeis were not included. Fine. Number two. So number one, what if it's possible by non-Jews? Number two, what about taking schar? Taking schar for the kvura. Number three, if a person dies on the first day of Yantav, is it better to delay to bury with Jews on Yantav Sheni, or just do it on the first day of the Goyim? So the Ravid says to wait. Let's see what the Archas Chaim here, Rav Aram Lonel, quotes the Ravid. Shamina na la Ravid, shetziva la halin es ha-meis b'yantav rishon, ad yantav sheni, k'shizasku b'tiltulo Yisrael. Right, better to wait, rather than have non-Jews take care of everything. So push it off. Uba hotza asan, v'chilku alav chaveirav. And his friends, the other Rishonim, argued on the Ravid. The low shopper of it. Why? Mitre Tami. Two reasons why you shouldn't delay it from the first day. Number one, it looks like you're being mechavein malacha. That's the principle in the Gemara. That it looks like you dafka delayed in order to do this on Yantif. Right? You're not supposed to not do things. I'll do it on Yantav. I'll have time to do it then. No. So here you could have done it on the first day with non-Jews, but here you dafka waited to do it on Yantav with Jews. So that's not appropriate. Why? Second point is it's better to do an Issa D'Rabbanan through Amir La'akum that an Isser Drabanan through Mamish Maisim. So if I tell an Anju to do it, the Anju is doing everything. All I did was say something. It was Amira. But when it comes to the second day, I'm going to be involved in all the physical activities. And therefore, that's a problem. Al Kain, Be'emes, Aser, Bahalino, Kedil Lakavra, the Israel, Beyantav Sheni. So, Machlokas, we showed him the Archas Chaim quotes here in Oschav Zion of Hilchas Yantif. And the Ravid says, no, just wait till Yantav Sheni. Maybe the Svar is. According to the Ravid, it's Mamish Gechol Shavio Rabbanan. It's like weekday. So what is it? It's better to delay. It's not delay it Amira through Maisa, but the second day is nothing. The second day is weekday. So why would there be any issue? So the Ravid would say, that's why you should delay it, because it's better to do it on a weekday than do it on a Yantif. And the other Rishonim would say, no, it's not Mamish a weekday. Regarding certain halachos, they made a kilu, it's a weekday. But not regarding all. If you look in the Shiurei Harav, they put out from Rav Soloveitchik on Avelis on page 18 and 19. So he quotes a story. There was a story in Ir Rasin that Gadol Echa Niftar be'Erev Yantif. This was the case. There was a Gadol that was Niftar on Erev Yantif. Erev Yantif. And they didn't have time to bury him Lefik Fodo before Yantif. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim's son, the Rav's father, the Rav's father said, better to bury on Yantif Sheni, right, than Yantif Rishon. This issue, right, they didn't get to bury him on Erev Yantif. Muta l'kavar b'Yantif Sheni, k'dei sheyuchlo ha-hamon l'hishtatef b'alvayaso, ukfuraso. Better to do it on Yantif Sheni, even though you could do it on even though you could have done it on Erev Yantif, and therefore you might say, well, since you could have done Erev Yantav, isn't this like an Asei Docha Los Asei? And if you could have done it, then you're not going to say Asei Docha Los Asei. So you shouldn't be able to do it at all on Yantav Sheni. Says the Rav, no. Mikal Makom Sheni Yantav Sheni Delagabe Meis Kechol Gomer Shavinu Rabbanan. What does that mean? Pirish Shabamakum Kfura Lotiknu Yantav Sheni Klal. Regarding Kfura, it's not Yantav Sheni. It's not Yantav Sheni. It's not like there's a dechia, what we call hutra. Not even hutra. It's more than hutra. Right? There's dechuya, which means the mitzvah pushes aside the isur. Then there's hutra. Once there's a mitzvah, so then the isur disappears. Then there's the third level. There's no isur existence whenever there's a situation of mitzvah, and therefore that's the Ramban lashon about the heterochol nefesh on yantiv. We'll hopefully talk about that on sometime in this besefta. But that is what how the story goes that. The Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said to do on Yantav Sheni. Quotes in the footnote here that Rav Chaim was mistopic about this. Maybe this is not called mace if he didn't die on Yantav. Maybe Davka, if he died on Yantav, that's what Kemesh Kechol Shavio Rabbanan. But if he didn't die on Yantav, maybe you wouldn't say that. So that's issue number three. Number one, should you do it with a guy lechatchila? Number two, what about getting paid? Number three, what if meis biyantiv rishon or an erev yantiv delaying it to yantiv sheni? Finally, the fourth discussion says the Rambam in Ilchas Avel, af al pi she'en avelus b'moed, even though there's no avelus on yantiv, the Rambam paskins there's no avelus at all. Korea al meis b'moed, you still do kriya. Still tear your clothing. If somebody has a burial, you can do kriya on yantif. On v'cholitz ksefo, and you reveal your shoulder, which was a niyug avelos in those days. Umavernes avelon lechem amoid. You do the tzuras havra. Kol elu b'cholosh amoid. Avo biyantif, afilo biyantif sheni, ein karin v'lo cholzin v'lo mavern. Yantif sheni, there's no kriya. There's no nihuge avelos on yantif sheni. Says the Meiri right here, he quotes from the Ravid. He quotes from the Ravid that it's mutter. Quotes from the Ravid that it's mutter to do kriya on Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni. So maybe this is the Ravid Lashitaso. Just like the Ravid that said that if somebody dies on Yantav Rishon, you can push it off to Yantav Sheni because it's Kachol Shavio Rabbanan. So to the Ravid says you can tear kriya. Dear Kriya and Yantav Sheni, because Kachol Shavio Rabbanan for all intents and purposes. And the Rambam says, no, there's no Kriya and Yantav Sheni, because it is limited. That's not Musar HaChameis. And therefore, you wouldn't say that that is allowed. Fine. Two other points to make about this sugya. Number one, Rabbi Chanan here in the Kovet Shiurim, in Os Chafei says, the fact that you're allowed to bury through Goyim, let's say Yantav Rishon, shows that the mitzvah of Kfura is result-oriented. Not Maisa oriented. If it was a Maisa, then we would make sure the Jew does it. The fact that there's no problem with the non-Jew doing it, so that shows that it's result oriented. And he compares it to, let's just read his Lashon, Muchach da mitzvah miskayemes gamay de nachrim. You're doing the mitzvah through the non-Jews. You don't say ain't shlichus lenachri. Right, oh, he can't be a shliach. This is not about shlichus. If something is result oriented, so then you could have a lot of our shlichus do it. Also regarding bir chametz. Same thing. Mishum the gufa mitzvah he totzas ha-maisa, v'lo ha-maisa atzmo, not the maisa itself. The chen bekfuras ha-mais, she a mace kavur. The point is to have the mace buried, not to bury. And I'll prove it to you that this is not like, let's say, kisi adam. Kisi adam, the Mishnah says in Chulin, if I cover the blood and then it gets uncovered, I don't have a mitzvah to cover it again. Right? I did it once. If the wind covered it, then it got uncovered, then there's a mitzvah for me to cover. But if I covered it once, I'm done. What happens by burial if it gets uncovered? Im kavru av yachar kakaro chayo listemi kavro vaday chayin lakover shenis. You have a chiyuv to bury again. We don't say, oh, I was already mekayim the mitzvah of kvura. No, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of kvura. It's result oriented, and therefore there is an idea of burying again. Number one, result. Number two, halacha lamaisa. Halacha lamaisa, what do we say about these issues? Rav Moshe Feinstein says that bizman hazeh, we don't bury on Yantav Sheni. We don't bury on Yantav Sheni, we have refrigeration, and therefore, you know, there's no issue. This is in Yerachayim, Gimel, Ayin, Vav. He says, Be'etzem hu pashut, tekiva de neged zeh iki bizoyin di esri echameis, amru chachamim yoser nicha shikru. It's a bizoyin not to be buried by Jews. But the overriding factor of the mace starting to smell, that overrides. But nowadays, where there's refrigeration and nothing's going to start smelling, so therefore, says Rav Moshe, we shouldn't bury then. Imkain b'medina senu, and he wrote this in 1971. Bizman azed shalek aklach shash sirchon mitzad hakerach hamalachuti, the artificial ice, sheish kanap b'yamim ha'yoser chavim, the hottest day you still have refrigeration, ein shum tzorach lakulos. Ein shum tzorach. And Rav Moshe says, v'im hayamatzi zeh b'yamei chazal, if chazal had this, barur shlo hayamatir l'kvar b'yantav sheni. Chazal would never have matered it. For sure, it's clear. Chazal would never have matered this if they had refrigeration. And then that's he quotes on the bottom. And then he quotes either some that do it, but he says there's another chash, and this is what the Chelkas Yaakov also writes. Rabbi Yaakov Reish in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis. There's such a chash today that so much more is going to be done besides what's needed to be done. People are going to make phone calls. People are going to this. People are going to that. So it's definitely lifnei iver. It's definitely causing other people to do sins. The Chelkas Yaakov's case was. They knew the mace has many non-firm relatives. So they know if they have the levaya on the second day, many people are going to drive there. Many of the non-firm relatives are going to drive there. So the Chalkas Yaakov says, that's more bizayin a mace. More bizayin to have people do malachas that are not needed. Therefore he says, don't do it. The mace of today, don't do it. The better schus for the niftar to delay it and to have it done after Yantif. Okay, we'll stop here.